now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
The Red Sox dropped a couple yesterday, and so did Courtney. All right. Gerard Mayo is playing checkers, and Courtney is playing chess.
I like Greg. You're starting to sound like a real boob this morning.
You can say that sentence. All right.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
It was a comedy made about you can't win if you're losing or something like that for losing. How the hell did he say that? Jesus, what did he say? You can't win if you're always losing or something like that, right? Uh-huh.
Joined by the Relationship Alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
This show is so bad, you had to have this bimbo release news to generate buzz. Actually, the show is doing very well.
But isn't that
so
mock?
You can F it. Text or F it.
But isn't that...
And I'm not a bimbo.
And accompanied by...
The Real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
Look, I was low post all day long.
Like, what's like, more entertaining to watch?
Give me the ball and let me bang.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of...
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate. Right now,
you're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W E E I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill, Greg Hill,
show,
Greg Hill,
show.
All right.
Good morning, good morning.
What up, Richard? Hey, Wiggy.
What's up?
How are you?
Yay.
Courtney, don't let him get to you.
I won't.
Right off the bat in the Twitch chat, these trolls are talking about how they have seen them or they saw it, and it was spectacular. And don't let them get you going.
I won't. You know what I didn't need this morning, though, was waking up and, you know, while I'm brushing my teeth, I'll open Twitter or something and seeing the cesspool that is the responses to us posting us talking about it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. What?
I mean, get a life, people.
Oh, I mean, people love the boobs.
No, it was quite the opposite.
Don't worry
about
it.
It was between how is this show still on air? Did I just watch The View? Little Miss Piggy? Someone called me? Sir, if you have a fake Twitter account with a fake photo, you are a loser.
She was very popular, though, Little Miss Piggy.
Yeah, but I'm not Little Miss Piggy.
No, you're not.
You don't have a pig nose.
No. I think
he was talking more about my body, which is just
I mean,
as bad.
I don't. Comparing this show to The View, I mean, I don't. I'm hoping that none of the hosts on The View have had an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction issue on their Instagram. No disrespect to any of them.
You do try to push your left-sided views on most people.
Yes,
so I'm Whoopi and you're Joy?
Yes.
And you would be Sunny?
Oh, I would like to be Sunny.
Okay. First of all, the fact that you know who is on The View means that you are not doing enough prep for this show.
Well, right. I mean,
I just want to make that clear.
I feel like you go home and turn the TV on, you got to see it.
Yeah, okay.
It's
morning,
like Jerry Springer.
Hi, Greg.
Your Red Sox got a win last night.
Thank God.
How do things stand when it comes to the bet between you and Baseball Bwet. What's the deal on the Baseball Bwet bet?
Well, I believe the number was 76 and a half. So,
oh, boy. Okay. Red Sox got to pull another 7 wins or so out of the Rabbits. You know what? I was berated. I ended up going out for dinner last night. I know that's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me.
Yeah, you never do that.
I ran into a very nice individual named George, who listens to this program every day. And George was berating me for not standing behind the baseball team in this city and suggesting that it was ludicrous that with 30 to play or whatever, that I did not believe being 4.5 games back from the third and final wild card spot was something that was surmountable, if I could say that. Mm-hmm. I believe it to be insurmountable. Now, I will acknowledge the Red Sox won the game last night.
Yes.
That being said, the hopes and dreams of the entire region, the nation, as some would call it, seem to be fizzling away. That is my personal take on it. I was happy to go back and forth with George, but I personally believe that, unfortunately, it's time to look ahead to the offseason for the Boston Red Sox.
And while I hope George is correct, I hope that you made a bet with George for, was it Ocean Prime you were at, I think?
It was, yes.
Maybe a dinner on George come October 16th?
I didn't want to engage in any kind of food wagering because that's too risky.
Right. I mean, it is possible. Only 4 back. I'm not saying they're going to do it.
You're wavering. Yesterday you said that it's over.
He's asking the question on whether or not, I mean, George was asking him.
Is it likely or unlikely?
It's unlikely, okay. But there is a possibility.
I just want to be on record as saying it is highly unlikely that this Red Sox team that has finished in last place 3 of the last 4 seasons.
Yep.
Now, that's official. We're looking at being, you know, once again, not a playoff team for 4 of the last 5 seasons. So it is highly likely that that will be the occurrence again. That's all.
But there is a chance.
And it's very disappointing. Is this a major market?
I believe so.
Remind me, is Boston a top 10 sports market in the United States?
Yeah, I believe it's number 7 or 8.
Okay. Should we have our Red Sox fans entitled to a competitive baseball team?
I would say yes.
Based on how much it costs one to go to Fenway Park.
Oh, definitely.
How much it costs you to get a dog and a beer at Fenway Park. If you want to bring your family, it's a car payment.
Glizzies aren't cheap.
To go to Fenway Park. And so I believe that this city is owed a competitive baseball team. So
yes.
That's my issue with it. You know, hope springs eternal. I hope, Wiggy, you're right, and they're somehow able, with 30 left, to win 24 of them. But I don't find it to be likely, and it's really disappointing to me. That's all.
No, I get that, and I think
it's even more disappointing based on how they were playing in the lead up to the All-Star game.
Right.
Okay, that's it. And I don't, we talked a lot about it yesterday. Are there guys on this team that give up every August? Do they somehow become fatigued in August? Like, you can give me the explanation. Wiggy puts a lot of it on Alex Cora. I do not. So
we know where you put the blame.
I put the blame with the front office. I do.
They made moves. I heard Bradfo talking about this yesterday on the afternoon show. They made moves. You know, they went out and they got players for the bullpen that everybody wanted, excuse me. And those guys just haven't performed up to par, but you still blame the front office when you put no blame on the players.
But just because you make moves, you're supposed to make good moves. Like, that's the difference here. You can say all you want, well, they made moves, that's what you guys wanted out of them, but it's their job to make the correct ones to make sure that we're still competitive.
If you go get a guy and you hope this guy can do what maybe you expected him to do, and he doesn't do that.
But that's a swing and a miss.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That falls on the front office.
I think, but it falls on the player, right?
Mm, Have they gotten a guy who had an immediate drop off once they joined the Red Sox, or did they just get guys that have been middle of the road?
No, wasn't the Garcia guy like a pretty decent?
Yeah, but it's been middle of the road. Pretty decent is not what we needed on this roster. I think that's what.
Well, you can't. The problem is, you wanted something. They did something. It didn't satisfy you. You know, so.
Well, the result doesn't satisfy me. Not the moves.
Blame the player.
I mean, is it a desperate moment for a Major League Baseball franchise if you have to go mm-hmm. and grab somebody who is 44 years old and drag them back to your franchise to throw the baseball? Like, if Rich Hill.
Mm-hmm.
At age 44, which is just 13 years younger than I am,
mm-hmm.
is expected to save your franchise. Is that a desperate spot to be in?
Yeah.
I'll answer for you, Wiggy. Yes.
No, I know that.
Yes.
I understand that. But you got, like, when you think of the Bruins, right?
Yep.
And you think of Lindholm. Was it a bad move for the Bruins to bring in Lindholm and give him a major contract? Or was it a good move, and then he just hasn't been able to perform at the level
you expect? Yeah, I put that on the player but that player was a $5 million player who was in the prime of his NHL playing career. It's a different scenario. That's on the player.
Just sounds like you're moving the strike zone. Because before the trade deadline, you say just get anybody. Add pieces.
I have some actual audio of a Red Sox fan watching Rich Hill at age 44 arrive here at Fenway Park, if you'd like to hear it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
All right, here it is.
Are you going to die?
Okay. That's fantastic. All right, well, anyway, welcome to your show. We got a lot to get to mm-hmm. on this morning's program. And Curtis remains out and on vacation, seems to be enjoying himself. I talked to him yesterday.
All right.
I shared a photo yesterday in our group chat from Lonnie Paxton, and Curtis told me he wants you to immediately identify every player that is in that photo, if you can do that.
Oh, you shared a photo?
Yeah, I responded. You commented on it.
Oh, did I? why did I think that came from somebody else?
What?
No, you know why I thought it came from somebody else?
You did just say, that's classic.
Wait, yeah.
You thought that came from somebody
yes,
else?
Yes, because I was...
How are you confused in a group chat when it says GH?
No, but I was talking to somebody else right at that moment. You know when you're talking to a couple people on text message and then you just respond them?
Were you talking to real people or were these...
No, it was a real people.
Were these like ghosts that appeared...
No, these are real people.
Kush time.
No, these are real people. Okay. But I was getting a bunch of texts and like having multiple conversations.
Was it confusing to you because Greg said LP sent this to me? Like they're boys. So you were kind of jealous a bit?
No. I was talking to somebody else that I was like, oh, okay. That's a cool photo that he sent that person.
Who was the other person?
And it's, just somebody.
Oh.
I mean, you asked too many questions.
I want to know.
Man.
Courtney's just interested in
yes.
some multiple people. How about that?
I think that we need to create some sort of a new group text rule, which is that after a certain point, Wiggy is so far gone that we can't include him in the group text messages. It might be 11 o'clock after the view is over.
No, like Curtis sent a story that he already sent before.
Yes.
So I saw that and I was like, well, And then like I said, when you're having multiple conversations on text message.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to my boy, Courtney. You really want to know?
Yes.
My man, excuse me.
I don't remember his name. I was talking to my man.
Hold on. I have that little thing in the back of your throat?
What, the uvula?
That little thing the little tickle thing?
Yes.
For some reason, I woke up and it's like, it's tickling the back of my throat.
It's overreacting.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
He's stalling.
No, maybe because I sleep with my mouth open.
You got to get your tonsils out.
No, but
you got to tape your mouth.
I tried that. I've done that before, but it's difficult.
Yeah.
So
did you accidentally post a picture of your uvula on Instagram?
So my man, I want to say this. I was talking to him, Courtney. You
who
asked
your man?
Ayoub.
Who is
Ayoub Farah? He's my man.
Ayoub. Okay.
Shout out to my man at Bathwork. So me and him were talking about him hooking me up with some stuff.
Okay. Dang. What do you need?
No. Hey, he got my ride looking so fresh and so clean. So let's say that. Okay. Shout out to him. And so we were talking. So, you know, you get those back and forth messages. And that's when I thought, like, oh, okay, he might have sent that. That's why I said that's class.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Greg.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, Courtney, you know how many text messages I get a day? Yeah.
Well, anyway.
All right, weird flex.
But don't you guys don't get a lot of text messages a day?
Yes, I get a lot of them. I mean, yeah, I try to answer all of them if I can.
Right, and if you get caught up in a stream, what's it called, a thread, where you got multiple people texting you, that's what happens. Problem.
Greg's more of a phone call guy, though. If you send too many back and forth with Greg personally, he'll just pick up, which I like.
Yeah, well, I try to encourage. It's a weird thing. I try to encourage humans to actually interact personally with other human beings.
Yeah.
But most people don't like talking on the phone.
It's a weird thing, huh?
Most people don't like it.
It's why. What, like, why don't people?
I don't know. I think it's just the text messaging world we live in.
I think it's because they have become uncomfortable talking on the phone, or they are lazy or whatever. But oftentimes, going back and forth with five text messages about, in the case of Courtney, work or some sort of something that's important is an absolute waste of time, and you can't really get to what the individual feeling is, what the person is saying. So I am, yes, I remain a phone call person.
And I like it because a lot of the times it's gossip between you and I, and I don't want it in writing.
Yeah, no, I am unapologetically a phone call person. I feel like you can, a lot of times you're going back and forth, and rather than just like go back and forth for 10 minutes on text, just pick the phone up, settle the issue, get the work done, whatever it is.
But then you get caught in this tornado conversation.
I don't mind having conversations with other people.
You're like, how the hell do I get out of it now? We're just stuck here. Just we're not really saying nothing.
No, I actually.
You know, we're stuck in this conversation on the phone. It's like, all right, cool. You said what you had to say. Now, how do I get out? How do I get out of this tornado?
You say goodbye. It's this crazy word that they invented.
I actually enjoy it. I enjoy the back and forth. Here's a comment in the Twitch chat, which is terrifying about the world that we live in. Saying that, and it's from I am Ian Jerry 2023. Project managers that I work with under 30 won't even go to job meetings on site because they don't want to meet with other people.
Right.
Oof.
That is a little bit alarming.
Yes.
But, you know, I don't want to go all old man screaming at clouds thing here, but
when people call me, I'm like, why are they calling me? Like, so when you call us,
I call you sometimes.
And I'm like, damn, what happened? Did something go wrong?
Because I can't decipher your, oftentimes you are texting me and I don't understand the lingo. Okay? So I need to clarify what you're saying.
I just like, oh, did something happen?
So I pick up the phone and call you because I'm trying to be gregarious.
There are certain people that if they call you, you think somebody died. But when Greg calls me, I just know that it's going to be a good scoop. Like, I just know it. When I see his name, I'm like, who did he just run into?
I have some good scoops here.
So y'all are spilling the tea, huh?
Yeah,
that's it. All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on today's show, including our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will certainly talk about what Jacoby Brissett said yesterday on this very radio station about being the week one starter. Ooh. I've nearly had it up to here with who is going to start for this New England Patriots football team. So I'm hoping that we will have some sort of resolution of that today from Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, we will.
And then we'll get to the news with Courtney at 7:30, and we will discuss how one set of new parents learned that you should watch your four-year-old when he is near the ancient pottery exhibit at the museum. So we will get to that. For the new parents that are listening to the show this morning, this is Derek from Pepperell. Hello, Derek.
I think Wiggy named me the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show, didn't we?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, he did.
Here we go.
So I don't have much power, but go ahead.
Yes, he did.
There you go. Check this out. I'm pulling into my property right now. It's Courtney's two baby deer and a mother deer eating apples.
Oh.
I'm looking right at them.
You're
like Snow White.
You know what? If Courtney were there, she would pose behind the baby deer and take her boobs out. But
I heard that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they are tiny. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Oh my God, they're so not. Tiny. Anyway,
I mean, did you see them? They're not tiny. Oh, you're talking about the baby deer. Yes. What are you calling about there?
Greg, it's definitely a generational thing. I am the same way. Absolutely the same way. I hate texting, first of all. A couple of texts, and that's it. I'm calling. And you never understand in a text. It's always misunderstood. It can be very much misunderstood. In a conversation, you can always tell if somebody's heated, not heated, or whatever. And I will just say to the young kids on the show, Courtney and Shime, start using the phone. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the worst thing in the world. It really isn't.
Derek, they should break out the rotary dial just every once in a while.
I hate phone calls, but anytime Greg calls, I'll answer.
That's what I would say they should. Yeah. All right, that's Derek, the ambassador, as Wiggy named him, the ambassador of the Greg Hill Show, and that means that he has...
diplomatic immunity.
Big money.
Do you want to get to what is trending? Somebody is very upset because their New England Patriots quarterback hero is no longer. So let's get the trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Zappy era has come to an end as Bailey Zappy is part of the 16 players released by the Pats yesterday.
Believe in Zappy.
Other players of note, running back Kevin Harris, who had that touchdown.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're comfortable with Ramondre Stevenson, and they got a couple other guys.
What's the kid? Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson.
I'd be worried, though, because Ramondre's been banged up here and there, so I was surprised by that, because I thought he looked good in the final preseason game.
I think it's because they wanted to keep the extra receivers for now. Mm.
Jeez, they've got enough.
They have seven of them.
Yeah,
they got a ton of them.
I think that was the thing. Like, they only have three running backs. I'm shocked. I am shocked they kept Jamichael Hasty, though, over Kevin Harris.
You think Bailey Zappe ends up on a roster somewhere else, Wiggy, this season?
He might get a practice squad opportunity. I think he had a few of those last year, so he might get one. But we all saw that coming. I mean, was there anybody that really thought he was going to make the team?
I was in denial, I thought he was going to make the team.
You knew they weren't going to keep four quarterbacks. So, right, if you know they're not going to keep four and they're going to keep three.
I assume the decision was between he and Joe Milton.
Right, and they drafted Joe Milton, and Joe Milton has unbelievable athletic ability. He's a massive, 6'5", 240. We know that from hearing Chris Collinsworth that he could throw the ball 100 yards.
Yeah.
Did you really think they were going to keep Zappy? Mm.
Well, also kicker Chad Ryland got the axe. The Sox get a win. They end their 5-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over Toronto. They've got another one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start, opposing Chris Bassett. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Will Fleming, and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. Like Greg said, the Sox called up Rich Hill from AAA Worcester yesterday. One outing for the 44-year-old would make him the only active player to appear in a game in each of the past 20 seasons.
Amazing.
Yep. And looking for something fun to do on Monday nights? Why don't you try out Time Out Market in the Fenway? It's your outdoor movie night destination every Monday through August 26th. It's movie night on the lawn at Time Out Market. Enjoy free popcorn and a night under the stars. Visit timeoutmarketboston.com. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 69 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. It's going to be quite possibly the last toasty day of the year, as the high today is 88.
What are you talking about?
What?
Where are you getting this information? It's going to be the last warm day of the year?
Greg, it says it's 88 degrees today. The next week and a half, it doesn't get above 80 as the high.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, the last toasty day of the year.
It has gotten above 80 in September, hundreds, maybe thousands.
Yeah, but today could reach 90, so that's why I'm saying it's going to be the last toasty day of the year. Could still be warm out, still be nice out, but today's the last real toasty day of the year.
Okay. All right. Well, if they were appropriate when it came to your diet, I would suggest that later on you might eat your words. But I
do love toast.
I understand that you're just a fill-in weather guy, so it's really not my place to criticize.
Yeah, sorry. I won't editorialize going forward on the weather.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, our leads are coming up next.
I like it, Sean. Summer's slipping away right before our eyes. And just a reminder, if you have to drive somewhere this morning, believe it or not, because it never used to happen back in the day, but a bunch of schools are already underway. So that means a bunch of school buses out and about slowing everybody down. So my daughter, Julia Hill, candidate, in my opinion, for mm-hmm. Teacher of the Year in Massachusetts.
And yes. In a great town she's teaching in.
In East Boston.
Yes.
They do not get underway until next week.
Oh, so that's nice.
They are busy preparing their classrooms over there in East Boston. And by the way, thank you to you incredibly generous, loving people who listen to this show, who, when Julia was on with us for the fifth anniversary celebration of this show, our fifth birthday party at the Sam Adams Tap Room, she mentioned that she had an Amazon wish list for her classroom, and a bunch of you went and generously bought things for her students. Yep. And so I know her students really appreciate it. I know she really appreciates it. And I really appreciate it. So thank you for that.
I might pull up one day.
Huh?
I might pull up one day.
You should. Why don't you go over there? Do some kind of a motivational speech.
I went to that school.
Yeah, you did. Yes. Yeah. You went to the school that my daughter teaches at. What mm-hmm. a small world we yep. live in.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good guest speaker for her.
Yeah, right down the block.
I'm sure Julia is listening mm-hmm. right now because she is an everyday, all-day listener of this radio program. Mm-hmm. I bet she would love to have you come talk to the kids.
Two things I distinctly remember from that school.
Yes, lunch
and recess. I do remember lunch. Recess, I remember recess. But really distinctive. Music class in there.
Oh.
Didn't really get into it
uh-huh.
Because of the instruments
uh-huh.
and my mother couldn't afford it.
Yeah, you needed Mr. Holland. Do you remember Mr.
No,
Holland?
No, I don't remember that.
Remember the great film Mr. Holland's uh-uh. Opus?
No.
Starring Richard Dreyfuss, in which he was the musical teacher at a school.
No, I don't remember that.
Remember we were on the theme of troubled students?
Yes. Oh, okay, and okay. Teachers.
You never watched Mr. Holland's Opus? Okay.
No, I got to check right. that out. So, and the other thing was we have like a day where we're celebrating everybody's culture.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we made crispy wontons from the Asian culture.
Wow.
And I had them and I was like, really? Was like really happy. They were really good.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was young too.
Yeah.
So that's where
cultural
your
day.
Love of Asian food came into play.
Yes.
It might have. Now that you
maybe
think about
that's
it.
That's where that happened.
Yeah.
So you could do like a scared straight kind of thing with the kids.
Yes.
That
yes.
would be great. I think that'd be great.
A few kids over there I could help out.
I think there's one other thing that you remember from that school in East Boston. I can share it musically if you want. With a quick song from the iPod, Shime, if you could for me, please. Now they would call that vaping in the
right.
Vaping in the unisex bathroom would be the appropriate title of that song. Yes, what?
Can I ask a question about that song?
Yeah, was it ever covered?
No, that's not the Motley Crue version.
No, that's the original.
Oh, okay.
I go original.
All right, because I was like, I knew the song.
That's by Brownsville Station.
All right.
That was the original Top 40
hit. Okay, because I knew the song, and I was like.
The background beat of that song
uh-huh.
is also like that. Da-dun, 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 da-dun.
Pink Panther.
Yeah. It was Pink Panther sampled from that, or was that?
I appreciate the effort, but not really.
I mean, good job, but I prefer the Motley Crue version.
You do. You love Motley Crue. One of your emergency top five favorite metal bands.
I would say, yeah.
It's number one, right?
Would you, are they considered metal, or would you consider them?
Didn't you have some sort of a rogue uncle?
Yeah, my
who was on something who taught you all about rock.
Michael
music.
Chucky. Rest in peace, Lip, but he loved hairband, I guess you would call it metal music, but so Motley Crue was big growing up in the house.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, once again, we're way behind. I don't blame myself. I blame Wiggy.
All right. I'll take the blame.
But we can get to this morning's leads coming up, and then we will get to They Said It, and then we will get to the news with Courtney at 7:45. Heads up on tomorrow's show. Jelani Tavai will join us tomorrow at 7:30. Patriots Thursday in advance of a week. What are we, a week and a half away from the opener?
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
they're getting Jamar Chase's back. Did he show up and start practicing? Is that what I saw, Sean?
Oh, I might have missed that. Yeah.
I believe so. Okay. So if you thought you might have some sort of tiny little
Is Joe
advantage.
Burrow throwing 3 days in a row yet? Or?
I don't know. But all right. So Jelani Tavai on the show tomorrow. And also the Red Sox front office report, I believe, with Craig Breslow tomorrow at 9. Our leads coming up next.
Man Chime, if we weren't so far behind, I would let that play all the way through. That is arguably the best. This is a bold statement, hot take, but arguably the best Creedence Clearwater Revival song that there is.
And they have a lot of great songs.
Really?
Catalog is expansive.
I would go, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Cool, Stop the Rain, Fortunate Son, and that, when it comes to my top. Was that 4, or did I give you 5?
No, that's 4.
Maybe Looking Out My Back Door would be number 5, maybe. Your lead this morning, Shime?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. So ESPN did like a survey of 103 quarterbacks in the NFL and asked them some certain questions. They asked them about who is the GOAT, Mahomes or Brady. 85 of the 102 that answered, by the way, said Tom Brady.
Great, thank you. So, that's nonsense.
Good job by
Mahomes
the players.
Not a GOAT yet.
Nope. They ranked the top 3 current quarterbacks.
By the way, though... They have the opportunity to three-peat here. Am I correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Gets him into the GOAT discussion if he does it this season.
That's something
does
that's it, never been not? Done.
Never yeah. been done. And I think sports team to do it was Jordan's.
Puts Patrick Mahomes in the GOAT discussion more than he is now, obviously. But yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Another thing they discussed was the top 3 current quarterbacks. They voted Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. Those are the three guys
really?
That got the
no
most
Josh
votes.
Allen.
Wow. Josh Allen was the next off the list. He had 12 votes less than Joe Burrow, was 4th.
Where's Aaron Rodgers? Where's the great Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers had 32 votes, so that was almost 20 behind Joe Burrow.
Okay, all right.
And so the one that caught my eye the most, though, was they asked the players which rookie quarterback will have the most successful career.
Huh.
And so you look at it, and you look at the numbers. The top 3 vote-getters, Caleb Williams, 34 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels, 30 votes.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. McCarthy, 10 votes.
Wow.
Wow. Shime, I'm
Wait,
sorry.
Oh, Greg, it gets worse. The next two on the list, Michael Penix Jr. with 8 votes and Bo Nix with 8 votes.
Disrespect, Shime.
Man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why J.J. McCarthy, of all people, gets more votes than Drake May.
You were a J.J. McCarthy guy for a little bit, though.
No.
Yes,
I was never a J.J. McCarthy guy.
You were.
I like J.J. McCarthy. Mm. I don't love J.J. McCarthy. I think he was really fortunate to end up in the Viking system. It's like you could not have asked for a better spot for him. But, I look at it doesn't make sense to me. And then they did most overrated quarterback, and this is where I really felt like I was justified in my despise of this because they didn't have Drake May anywhere in there. They said Josh Allen's the most overrated quarterback in football, which is just nonsense.
I don't think he's not the most overrated.
No.
But
he's the second best quarterback in football.
He needs to win some playoff games. I mean, he's coming down to it here. How long has he been in the league? 6 years?
Yeah, I want to say maybe like
at least?
Six or seven years.
Yeah. It's time for him to start winning. But all right, interesting, Shime. Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. There is a story that involves a radio DJ that is not getting enough play in my in my thoughts.
Unintended?
Yes. Do you guys know who Nick Grimshaw is? He's a former BBC One radio host. If you ever see it in like Australia, the those interviews that always go viral, he is the guy who's like always in those interviews.
Okay.
He was on vacation in Ibiza with his family, including his 81-year-old mother. They're sleeping at their rental, very nice, you know, expensive rental, when a group of men pump in some type of gas into their air conditioning vent and knock them all out.
What?
They then enter the rental in full hazmat suits. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, Shime has the surveillance photos of these.
Mitch,
entering the house.
Right. That's on the security camera?
Yes. They rob them blind.
Okay.
Jewels,
all right.
Money,
okay.
A bunch of things. they wake up the next morning, no idea what had happened, but then realize that there's like the safe has been pulled out of the wall.
Wow.
None of them woke up. And these people were there for over an hour. So they knew whatever gas they pumped into that the system, they were going to be out.
Well planned.
Holy F, that is terrifying.
Yeah. And so they're saying in Ibiza right now that this gang, they're calling it a gang, is doing this when they realize that there is a famous or wealthy person that is visiting the island and they're pumping an unknown gas into the air vents, knocking people out in the middle of the night.
It's probably like nitrous oxide or something, like whippets. Like whippets in the air conditioning vent.
Well-organized attack right there. Yeah. That is very well-organized.
In full hazmat suits. So there's no DNA left behind. There's no fingerprints. Yeah. This, to me,
professionals
is as scary as it gets.
Did you make Santo go up on the roof yesterday and cover the air conditioning units up?
I didn't, but that is a good idea. I asked Santo yesterday, how do you test the air? What do we travel with now? There has to be something.
Stay out of places where this could potentially happen.
Well, that would be any Airbnb or whatever.
That's my point. What? And when you go on vacation to areas where, like, you know, they might be known for robbing rich people or celebrities, you have to then prepare for that.
Yeah. Stay in a really nice hotel.
Yeah, that's it.
Terrifying. All right, Courtney, thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
Good job. Good story, Courtney.
Yeah, crazy.
It's such a well-planned attack. Fascinated by that. They didn't kill him smart enough to knock him out.
Yep.
Get all the safe.
It's a crime.
No, it would be like it's a scene out of a movie.
Yes, it is.
And
yes.
You know, it's just like, it's just fascinating. Yeah. All right. So good morning. And I went back and I looked, I kind of was thinking about this. We talk about the Red Sox and how we criticize front office, and you know, we don't really criticize the coaches, but we don't criticize the manager. Never criticize Cora. I think Cora's done a tremendous job since he's been here. I think the guys like him. I think he's a good manager.
Yeah.
But I just want to put a little bit into perspective. Excuse me. So I went and did my research. In 5 seasons, Alex Cora, in the month of September, 11 games under 500 with a record of 72-83.
Yeah.
And I took out the 2020 season because that's COVID. He obviously wasn't there. Yeah. In 5 seasons, Farrell, 28 games over 500 in September. 80-52.
Yeah.
So we always ask the question, and I always say, like, what's the manager really, like, what is he really doing? I know, like, you need a manager in Major League Baseball. I get that he does some stuff, but we always talk about lineup cards and all of the analytics that go into baseball.
You got to figure your rotation out.
Right, but
when you're going to the bullpen, how many pitches.
But when we compare it to other sports, we feel like the baseball manager is at the bottom when it comes to head coaches. So I just look at that into perspective. And, Courtney, I think you talked about this where potentially – another 3 years in a row finishing last place. What is the issue with the Cora teams that they fall apart in September?
This Red Sox team stinks in August. Mm-hmm. By the time you get to mid-August, they stink.
Right. And I try to look up Red Sox during the season trades to see like what trades might have been there during the Farrell era.
Uh-huh.
But it's you know, I need a research department to do that one.
All right. So you would like more of a bigger finger to be pointed at Alex Cora as this Red Sox team this morning is 4.5 games out of a playoff spot. That's what you would like.
Yeah. You just look at the September track record.
All right. We got to take a break. My lead, one lead remains, and it's at many workplaces, it is team building season.
Mm-hmm.
You have some team building outings. What happened at one in Colorado last week has unfortunately shown one employee that they are not very popular at work, and I don't want this to happen to any of you. So we'll get to that, and then we'll get to They Said It coming up next.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.